www.lifeaudio.org.
Hello, I'm Sarah Cahill, host of Revolutions Per Minute, here on KELW every Sunday evening. And I'd like to invite you to bring in a favorite classical record or two. Come to the studio some Sunday evening and tell us what that record means to you. And we'll listen to LPs and old and new recordings here on Revolutions Per Minute from 8 to 10 every Sunday evening here on KALW.
KLW's listening audience continues to grow, and there's now more people listening using our live online streaming options at KLW.org. Our radio signal at 91.7 is limited to the small but mighty 1,900 watts, but our online stream is a great way to stay connected. And if you have a smartphone, you can even download your own KALW app. And that will let you have one-touch listening and headlines from NPR and KALW News. Learn more at KALW.org. Seven o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, 91.7 KALW San Francisco, your local public radio, presents Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Paul Teichman, and Lori Fisher will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely day out there and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so we hope you can take the time to participate. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. 415-841-4134. We want to wish Jerry Nachman a speedy recovery. He is off. He had a bit of an operation this week. I'm not going to tell you what kind it was, but that new head is going to look great. So... No, he'll be back soon.
Younger than springtime.
And we miss him a lot. So anyway, Jerry, get well. And sitting in for him is Pauline tonight. But the number again is 415-841-4134. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world at kalw.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, that address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com, excuse me. And if you'd like to get a podcast of the show, it should be available soon afterwards, along with some of our older classic Minds Over Matter, at kalw.org. So that being said, we'll move right along and start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. Pauline Teichman decided to take the short-term view and enjoy the effects of global warming. Almost February. Really?
Great expression. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori Fisher is honored to be pinch hitting for Jerry Nachman tonight. He can never fill Jerry's shoes. He hopes he can just fill his chair. Jerry returns next week. And actually, it just took so much to fill Jerry's chair that it takes two of us.
Two people, yeah.
Pauline's
filling Leah's chair, but...
Well, it's true. I am. Jerry, I'm not filling
and
chair.
Very attractively, too.
Yes, thank you very much. Even a higher standard. Yes. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, worked all day at the Oakland Museum White Elephant preview sale, cheerfully selling items that people no longer wanted to other people who were thrilled to have them.
Yes. Which never fails to amaze me. Mm-hmm. So,
the other people's junk theory?
Yes.
One man's other treasure.
Treasures to some.
Hence the success of the sale.
Mm-hmm. So. Exactly. So we'll begin with Pauline Teichman.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. Name this order established in 1861 by King Rama IV.
King Rama? Oh.
King Rama.
King Rama.
Rama. Rama, that was Johnny Quest. That's the only thing I could think of.
The Rama, Rama Lama Ding.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I thought of, too.
Rama.
This order. Is it an order of nobility, or kind of, or it's like
not
a,
exactly nobility,
a knighthood kind of thing,
more like that. Yes.
Well, that's an order of nobility.
Yeah, I suppose.
But it's not if you establish it. So, is it something like the Order of the Masons, or is it the Masons?
It's not the Masons.
But is it kind of in that realm?
It's that idea.
Well, Masons are much older. Much older.
Yeah.
So what year was this again?
1861.
Ralph Crampton and Ed Norton were in the Order of the Moose, right?
No, the Raccoons.
The Raccoons.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, it's not that.
Raccoons.
No, it's not that. This is a real one.
By the way, the...
I don't like that one, is it?
One of the perks of being in the Raccoons was to be buried in the Raccoon National Cemetery in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Is that true?
Yes. And, okay, King let's Rama. See. So, which, well...
You're not going to give us
India?
The country, right?
Is this?
I'm not right now.
Yeah.
Or
maybe
British
later.
British India, Rune Rama.
Yeah.
Of course, Ed will call up and say, "No, it's an Egyptian name." Okay.
I don't know.
So we would be familiar with this. I mean, it really would be.
Would we?
I mean, the answer will be familiar. I mean, it'll be something that'll ring
so.
A bell someplace
to some people. Certainly to some somewhere.
To people in this order. Yeah.
We're people familiar with this country.
Yeah.
And
that's
this order.
That's why I don't want to give the country.
This right order away. Exists today.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
1861.
I'm going to say yes and hope I'm right.
Somebody will check.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in Cornell.
Hi, Big Radul. I haven't heard from you in a little while.
Yeah, you know, you compete with 49ers.
Well, I guess we can see who's winning that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple months ago, I called in with some names of reoccurring characters, and I wanted you to give me the author. I had 10 at the time. You said you'd go for 5, and you went 0 for 5, so I got 5 more.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me how badly I did.
So are these on TV shows?
No, these are novels.
Okay.
And they're if I recall, the last group was, they were all mystery novels, or pretty close to most of them anyway, weren't they?
Say that again?
They were mostly mystery novels.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty much it, yeah. So the first one is Lucas Davenport.
Say it again?
Lucas Davenport, is that what you said? I'm sorry, we can't hear you very well.
Okay, it's Lucas Davenport.
Okay, there you go. All right. Right.
Elvis Cole.
Elvis Cole. This looks like another maybe 0 and 5.
Yeah. 0 for 10 lifetime. Yeah.
The third one is Harry Bosch.
Oh. I'll join you in the 0 club.
Go ahead.
And Steve Carella. And then the last one is Dortmunder.
Say it again.
Dortmunder.
And so you want to know what series of novels or books they're in, right?
The author. Who uses those characters.
Is Harry Bosch a Robert Parker character?
No.
Okay. I thought he was in the Spencer novels. That sounded familiar.
These are the
I would be guessing on any of these. I have no idea.
All right. Lucas Davenport, Elvis Cole, Harry Bosch, Steve Carella, Dortmunder. I'll be honest with you, I don't know any of them, but what we should do is leave them out for people to guess.
Okay, that'd be great.
So let's do that. And if you want, we can put you on hold and you can give the answers, or you can call back later. It's up to you.
I'll do it now.
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold. All right, thanks a lot. In the meantime, Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, I was at a delightful party last night, and one of the things we did was sing some Cole Porter songs, including Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a lead-in line, and the question is, what character or play does this line lead into? So an example is, they will not give a dam or a damlet if you can't be a ham and do...
Hamlet.
There you go. Okay. So the first one is, I'll give them all, hell of a fella. The second one is, if because of your heat she gets huffy, simply play on and. Number 3 is, if she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what are clothes? They're all clever. Fourth one is, when your baby is pleading for pleasure, let her sample your...
Oh, measure for measure.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Okay, and the last one, my very favorite of all time, if she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the...
Coriolanus.
There you go. No one will censor that, right?
Yes.
All right, so we have three left. Hell of a fella. If because of your heat she gets huffy, simply play on and... And the last one is, she fights when her clothes you are mussing. What are clothes? There's a very clever rhyme in those.
Okay.
Okay. Leave those out. I'll leave out there. Everybody on?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, Sydney.
Hello.
I got an answer to what Steve Carell, what series of books he's in.
Okay.
It's 87 Precinct.
Oh, all right.
Who's the author?
It's Evan Hunter, Alan Osuno, Ed McBain.
Oh, all right. Very good
nice.
Job.
I got a couple of questions.
All right.
One, it's a Grammy question. What was the first Motown recording to win a Grammy?
Ooh. What year was it?
Wow. 68, 69.
Well, that's later than I thought.
Yeah, that's later than I would have thought, too.
So it's not...
Are you looking for an individual song?
No, I said, what was the first recording? It was by the Temptations.
Girl? Is it My Girl?
No.
Get Ready.
No.
Ooh.
It's one that single that changed the direction of their musical style.
68, 69.
By the Temptations. So it was after those two songs, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Oh, Cloud Nine?
Oh.
Yeah.
So kind of psychedelic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting ready for the 70s, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, my second question is for Pauline.
Okay. Ooh. Uh-oh, on the spot.
Who was the only professional wrestler who was granted a private audience with Pope Paul VI?
Wrestler.
Is this Pauline's specialty?
I didn't realize you were authority on professional wrestling.
Well, I did. I used to. This was the way my father and I bonded. We used to watch wrestling together.
Oh, okay.
And you should see her face makeup tonight. It's really in character. So who was the first professional wrestler to have an audience?
The only professional wrestler.
Only one.
You want to give us a year, or would that give it away?
It was the 60s.
Is this a TV wrestler?
Well, I'll give you a clue. He was inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame last year, though.
Gorgeous George.
No.
Okay.
Kenji Shibuya.
No.
Now, maybe is this somebody I've mentioned before?
Yes, you have. Yes, it is.
Bruno Sammartino?
Yes, give her something.
Oh.
Yay.
Give her a bell.
I was waiting.
Really, I loved him.
He was a strong man, right?
He was like a gentle giant. He was just... I really liked him. He was my favorite.
He was a good guy.
Right?
I was waiting to say, Your Holiness, Haystack Calhoun.
Oh, I remember him, too.
Archdiocese of Pittsburgh, and they had that, when they asked him, Blue, would you like to meet the Pope? They said, oh, sure. And he did.
Hello,
<That's>
Pope.
Great.
Pope Calhoun.
He with his wife and son in his autobiography of the meeting.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed that question.
Good job.
Great question.
Yeah.
And I do remember Haystack Calhoun.
Haystack,
everybody. Yeah,
Baron Saito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Baron.
I used to love the running around the ring.
Arnold Golden Boy Skolnick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's right.
Was that it for you, or did you have another question?
Was that?
Was that all your questions?
Yeah, that was both my questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. What was the only Best Picture winner, Best Picture Academy Award winner, to be based on newspaper articles? A series of newspaper articles.
Factual ones or fictional?
I'm not going to say right now.
Oh.
Can you repeat one more time?
Yeah. What was the only Best Picture winner for the Academy Award to be based on a series of newspaper articles?
Oh.
It's Best Picture, so it's not going to be front page or...
No.
His girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. What era? Do you want to give us a hint on that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So it's based on a series of newspaper articles.
Right. It's over 20 years ago, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Okay. What was the only winner of the Best Picture Academy Award to be based on a series of newspaper articles? And another Oscar question. What was the only Best Picture to be based on an autobiography?
Autobiography.
What was the only winner of the Best Picture Academy Award to be based on an autobiography?
The Aviator? Is that the Best Picture?
No, it wasn't the Best Picture.
Based on Howard Hughes?
Right.
Yeah,
but
somebody
no,
else.
That wasn't it.
Okay.
That was your guess for now.
Okay.
That was your guess.
All right.
I'm thinking something more out there, like The Three Faces of Eve or something.
No, that didn't win Best Picture. It won Best Actress, but not Best Picture. But
yeah,
no, that's
a great
not
guess.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once more, what was the only Best Picture to be based on a series of newspaper articles and the only Best Picture Academy Award winner to be based on an autobiography? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eric in the Casper area.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. I think I have an answer for the Rama 4 question.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, he was the king of Siam or Thailand.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, if you go to Bangkok, Rama 4 is one of the main drags for it. And I think your question was what order he did.
Yes.
Well, he outlawed chopsticks.
No, this is like an order, like Knight of, I'm sure he had, but there was an order with 8 classes, Knight Grand Cordon, Knight Grand Cross, etc.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you got the country, which should be very helpful.
Okay, right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What order is in
Bye.
Siam?
Is anything to do with an elephant?
Yes, it does.
Like the Order of the White Elephant or
that's
something
it.
Like that?
It's
oh,
the
right.
Order of the White Elephant. You
well,
got
that's
it.
That's sacred to them as the,
give yourself
as the
a bell.
Albino, that white elephant, yeah.
And that's what, how do you get to be in?
I think it was through being named to certain things, because I think initially there were fewer orders, and then some were added later on.
And I worked at the Sacred White Elephant Sale today, too.
I know, that's why.
It all ties in. Somehow.
That's why I thought of you
the
with
theme
this
of
question.
The night, yeah.
You inspired me.
Your Holiness Kenji Shibuya. Let's see, our next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Travis in New Mexico.
Hi, Travis.
Hey, I got 3 quick questions for you.
Okay.
Why was Thomas Williams III famous?
Thomas Williams III?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Tennessee Williams by any chance?
It is. Give yourself a bell.
Thomas Lanier Williams, yes.
Very good.
All right. Next question. Prior to 1878, typewriter keyboards were in alphabetical order. Remington introduced the QWERTY keyboard,
yes.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y, mm-hmm. which we use to this day in 1878. Why did they change?
So that you wouldn't be going so fast that the keys would lock when you were typing.
That's right. People often say it was to slow down the process, but actually it speeded up the process because they weren't unjamming keys all the time.
Interesting.
And so they did it by frequency of keys, right? So that your fingers...
That's right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
They tried to find a pattern to where you would do a letter from a word with your left hand and then one from the right, and, you know, as much as possible.
Pretty amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a great one here, this last one. In 1984, director James Cameron was casting for the film The Terminator. And, of course, we know Arnold Schwarzenegger got the role. But right up to the last minute, they had actually cast someone else for the role. But Cameron decided audiences just wouldn't believe a guy with a face this sweet could be a killer.
Huh.
He's got a sweet face in 84.
Want a clue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he was a retired sports hero.
Oh.
Frank Gifford.
No.
I like that.
Not
that
The Rock.
No.
Had he done some acting, this person?
Yeah, he'd done some TV commercials for sure, and he might have had some minor movie role.
TV commercials.
So it wasn't O.J. Simpson, was it?
It was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm embarrassed that I said that.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good
sweet,
question.
Sweet-faced O.J. Yes. Simpson. I actually don't think of him that way.
Well, he did have quite a sweet face at one point.
Actually, he was in quite a few movies, I think. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm.
Towering Inferno.
Yeah.
He did the commercial with the...
Naked Gun. He did all those things, too.
Yeah, the chip on his shoulder or something, I think. Yeah. Wow.
And let's see. Oh, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman, sitting in for Jerry Nachman tonight. And Lori Fisher, who teaches English at Diablo Valley College. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, that me?
It is you.
Okay, Bill from San Francisco.
Hi.
If I understand the question correctly, they'll think you're a hell of a fella if you quote a few lines from Othello.
Perfect.
Oh,
good job.
Beautiful.
Hell of a fella, Othello. Really good, Bill.
Okay, I haven't got any questions tonight. Have fun.
Well, thank you, Bill. Bye-bye. And Pauline, I think it's your turn.
Yes. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions, I think. So the first one, they're all tied in, they're both tied into cooking. So name this olive, garlic, and anchovy sauce concoction, which is generally served with raw vegetables and bread. And in the term bain-marie, who is the mari who's being referred to? And that I will accept any of four different answers because I have four possibilities.
Is it also a food question?
Bain-marie, yes, absolutely.
Can you spell that for us, please?
Bain, B-A-I-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
I'm not familiar with that.
And the first one, it was a sauce with anchovies. Is that what you said?
Olive, garlic, and anchovy, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Sounds
it's
delicious.
Yummy and delicious.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm sure I've had it.
I'm sure you have.
Olive, garlic,
yeah,
and anchovies.
That's unfamiliar.
And I'm sorry, what you wanted to know what it was called? Or?
It was called.
Okay.
And Marie, I don't know.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
I think I know what that yummy garlic olive
oh,
is.
Oh, yes. Good.
Tapenade.
No, it's not. Tapenade is an olive.
Right.
It is an olive spread, but it's served not with vegetables. It's not served as a dipping sauce, usually. I mean, well, I guess you can
yes,
eat it with
I think,
vegetables.
Well, yeah.
But not as a...
But that's
I don't
Spanish.
Think of it as
that's
a
not French.
Tapenade, I think of as French.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, I thought
and
it was
I don't
Spanish.
Think of it
tapenade
as
anchovies.
There's no anchovies in tapenade, necessarily.
No, anchovies, yeah. You've got the anchovies.
Yeah. All
right. Of course.
Yeah.
A couple of detectives.
Yes.
Lucas Davenport is a John Sanford character.
Oh, all right, good.
Okay, and Harry Bosch is Michael Connelly.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Good job.
I got a quick question for
yes.
you. If you've driven on the California freeways, you've seen this sign probably thousands of times, the number 1203. Where do you see it, and what does it mean?
So you see it on California freeways, right? Is that what you said?
Correct, yes.
Three.
Not just California freeways, it's a national thing.
Oh, it is.
Is that a number to call in case of some
emergency
or you break down or anything like that?
No, not like that.
Okay.
And it's repeated all over the country, so it's not marking distance or anything, right?
You see it all over the place, yep.
Anything to do with tolls?
No.
Is it any sort of traffic advisory?
No.
It's 511, isn't it?
Is it a sign of measurement, like, you know, marking distances of any kind?
Nope.
Okay. I'll notice on the way home tonight.
But the number itself doesn't exist. I mean, when you see it on a sign, it's more than just the number, isn't it?
No, it's just the number.
Oh.
Really?
I'll give you a hint if you'd like.
Okay.
You see this sign on a vehicle.
A vehicle, like a police car?
No.
Maybe a tow truck, like the
one,
the
two,
cars
zero,
that you
three.
Know that tow you if you're stuck on the
yeah. But only a specific kind of vehicle.
Yes, specific kind of vehicle.
Not CHP.
Nope.
Yeah. And Pauline, you guessed a tow truck? Not a tow truck?
No.
Yeah. What kind of vehicles
one,
are all
two,
over
zero, three. A bus?
No, that's a good guess.
Is it the car that puts the cones down when they're going to do repairs?
No.
That's good. But is it, how about maintenance of some kind?
No.
I think we have to give up.
I think we have no idea.
Okay. Mm. No problem. It's that little diamond-shaped sign that you see on tanker trucks indicating they're carrying flammable liquid.
Oh. And what does it mean? Just that?
Flammable liquid?
It just means flammable liquid.
1203. Why don't they say flammable liquid then? I'd know. I want to keep it a secret.
No, definitely. I can visualize the triangles, but not the numbers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you've seen it 1,000 times. I'm sure
I have.
That's really good.
Thank you very much.
In plain
you're
sight.
Welcome.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Hayes from San Francisco.
Hello.
Commiserations to your fallen friend. I hope he's okay.
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
Yes.
The movie about somebody's written thing, was that My Left Foot, any chance?
Say it again.
My Left Foot.
No, good. But that didn't win Best Picture.
Did it win the Best Actor, though?
It did win Best Actor, but not Best
Picture. Best Picture. Okay. All right, thanks. And then when you said the 1203, whatever, I thought that was sort of like where the military is supposed to go.
Oh.
Where the revolution happens.
It may be a secret code, we don't know for sure.
All right, guys, see you later.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
And Lori, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I'm keeping up with the Shakespeare theme. So there's a Shakespeare concordance online, and that's where you look for individual words. Mm-hmm. What are the 6 most searched words for in all of Shakespeare's play when people are looking for certain things? And I'm eliminating the is. These are all regular words. Okay, so which 6 words are the most searched for when people go online to look for
individual words?
Yes.
But they're not necessarily in the titles of the plays.
They're not necessarily at all. So these would just be in the course of saying lines. If you want to know this, you look at a Shakespeare concordance, everybody.
How about love?
Number 1. Very good.
All right.
Okay. So love is 1.
There are no proper names in there, are there?
No proper names. And none of them would be close. These are thousands and thousands of times that people are looking for.
Love? Okay.
People look...
Give me that bell.
Yeah. They write papers on love, right. And they're looking for stuff for weddings, mm-hmm. and, you know, so they want to see... And so we'll list every time Shakespeare used the word love.
So sonnet would not be...
Not one. Yeah. So these are lines that... they'd either be words in the sonnet, mm-hmm. or lines that Hamlet says, or Macbeth, or
how
somebody...
How about death?
Death is 5. Very good.
Okay.
Pauline's on top of this. Love. So we have love and death.
Death. I guess taxes are not on there.
Taxes is not in the top 10.
All right.
Yeah. Although it was mentioned.
Oh.
They're around.
Think about that.
Yeah.
What about the word wed?
Not in the top 10. No. Yeah. But that's, you're right on the right thing. It's okay. The kinds of things that are in Shakespeare's plays. They're all, none of them are...
Big life event type thing.
They're all modern words today. And they were modern when he used them. You've all used them within the last 36 hours.
Read the question once more, please.
Okay. Which are the most searched for words in a Shakespeare concordance, which allows you to search for all the Shakespeare words? Pauline got love is 1, and death was 5.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
So, okay, in the U.S. alone, what number of people die just sleeping in their bed?
You asked the death question last week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it really does.
You mean so they die of a heart attack or they die
of natural causes, I guess?
Far more will die, including heart attack. But 450 people die from doing that while asleep on a bed.
Sex.
You have a hint on a bed.
Sex.
No.
That was a pretty good hint.
Sleeping. Sleeping.
No. Well, they die while sleeping on a bed.
Oh, they're sleeping.
On a bed.
They die of suffocation?
No.
Like apnea type of thing?
No. I'll give you the answer because I have another very interesting question. Yes. Falling down from a bed.
Oh.
Falling
I'm amazed. I didn't do that as a child. I used to fall out all the time.
Yeah. And here you are. You're a survivor.
That's right.
Yeah, most people don't. But 450 people every year. That's actually true statistics. Okay. The other thing, if you have 2 pizzas, 2 pizzas, each one of them 10 inches in diameter, and you have 15 inches. Yes, so you have 2 tens and 15. Which ones are bigger, the 15 inch or the 2
You mean you're combining the two 10-inch pizzas?
Yes, you have two 2-inch pizzas.
The 15, you know, the 15 inches. Yeah. The 15-inch will have 225 it'll be the 15-inch by about 25% more.
No, not 25%, because remember you have fine of that. It's 12.5%.
Okay.
12.5%. Okay, very quick, last one. Most people who die through sex, most married people who die through sex, or let's say even a figure, 92% of people who die, most married people, or not most, 92% of married people
die of sex.
Die through sex by doing that. 92% of people who die through, most married people who die through consensual sex. In other words, it's, you know, with somebody. They die when they do that.
Hopefully it's with somebody.
So 92% of the people who do this thing die?
92% when they have sex.
Doing this
consensual
thing.
Consensual sex with somebody. I'm talking about married people, by the way. They give you a hint.
And with one another, not with somebody else, not having an affair.
When they...
Exactly.
When they you mean when they...
They answered it.
They orgasm? Yeah. They climax? They have a heart attack?
Well, No. When they have sex with somebody else, aside from their wife.
Oh.
So only 8% of people die while having sex with their wives.
So that's what I said, having affairs.
Oh.
When they have affairs, exactly.
The people who die from sex,
the answer was
92% are having extramarital affairs.
Exactly.
And that's Nelson Rockefeller comes
out. I want Pauline to have the doll.
That's right. I deserve that, Bill.
92%. It was more exciting when you have sex with somebody else. You know that. I mean, you know, you have sex with the same person every night, and it kind of gets boring, doesn't it?
It doesn't lead to heart attacks.
Well, I'm not commenting on that. I don't agree at all.
That's why you role play.
I'm single, so I'm free to do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. And let's see, my turn, I guess. All right. So I'm going to give you these are questions based on Faulkner novels, okay? William Faulkner novels. I'm going to give you two people who starred in an adaptation of a Faulkner novel, and I want you to tell me what the novel was. I'd like it if you told me the name of. Occasionally, they use a different name when they make the movie. If you could tell me the name of the movie that they made and the or book that was based on.
But some of them have a Faulknerian name, too.
Yes, right? Okay. They do. They do. So, again, these are all movies based on Faulkner novels. I'm going to give you the two leads, or among the, you know, some of the leads, anyway. And, okay, number one is Miriam Hopkins in William Gargan, and which is a pretty good movie, I have to say. Miriam Hopkins in William Gargan. Number two, Paul Newman and Orson Welles. That is based on a story rather than a novel, actually. Number three, Yul Brynner and Joanne Woodward. Number four, David Bryan and Claude Jarman Jr., which is probably the best movie of the group. And number five, Rock Hudson and Dorothy Malone. So again, these are the leads of movies based on novels by, or stories by William Faulkner. Number one, Miriam Hopkins and William Gargan. Number two, Paul Newman and Orson Welles. Number three, Yul Brynner and Joanne Woodward. Number four, David Bryan and Claude Jarman Jr. And number five, Rock Hudson and Dorothy Malone. I'll give you each a one guess.
Is number three, Yul Brynner and Joanne Woodward, were they in The Sound and the Fury?
That's it. Okay. The Sound and the Fury. Very good.
Yeah, hey, bell on that one.
That
it's been a stay all night.
Southerner, Yul Brynner. Yes. The Sound and the Fury. Very good. Anything, Pauline? All right.
No,
I'll know the Paul Newman, Orson Welles, but later.
Okay. And we are about halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Pauline?
I think the only ones I have out are my cooking-related ones. So name this sauce made with olive, garlic, and anchovy, usually served with raw vegetables and bread. And which Mary is the Mary in Bain-Marie named after?
And I'm having people brush up on their Shakespeare. We have three. The two left are, if because of your heat she gets huffy, simply play on and, And the next one, if she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what are clothes? Oh, and I also have the Shakespeare Concordance, the most, I'm looking for the top six search for words, which would be people looking for words in the plays and sonnets. Mm-hmm. Pauline got number one, love, by far. She got number five, death. So we're looking for four others that are left to go. That's mine.
Okay.
What about marriage?
No, not the top ten.
And what is the only Academy Award-winning Best Picture to be based on a series of newspaper articles? What is the only Academy Award-winning Best Picture to be based on a series of newspaper articles? What is the only Academy Award-winning Best Picture to be based on an autobiography?
So here's a real long shot in the newspaper articles. Was it Marty?
No, that's a good guess, but no, not Marty.
And you said that one was more than 20 years old, right?
Yes, they're both more than 20 years old. And I gave you the two leads from adaptions of William Faulkner novels, film adaptions of William Faulkner novels. The ones we have left are Miriam Hopkins and William Gargan, Paul Newman and Orson Welles, David Bryan and Claude Jarman Jr., and Rock Hudson and Dorothy Malone. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, this is Chris in Alameda.
Hello.
And I think the newspaper articles.
Yes.
One would be All the President's Men.
That's a good. That's actually based on. Well, yeah.
Sure.
Interesting.
Was it Best Picture?
It.
I thought it was.
I think it was. I'm going to give it to you. It was actually based on a book that originally was based on newspaper articles. So I'll give you credit for that. But that wasn't the one that I had.
Thank you. You can spare the bell then.
No, I'll give you the
you
bell.
Got the
it's
bell.
All right.
You deserve the bell.
And I wanted to try a couple words on Laurie's Shakespeare.
Great.
I would try revenge.
Not in the top ten.
And either like loyalty or oath.
Neither.
No.
But we're in the right department. Those kinds of big time words.
Maybe honor.
Honor is number nine. It's not on the. It's not what I was looking for, but it counts. Very good.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
Well, a fruitful phone call then.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
So based on what he said, something like vow or promise?
Neither. No, okay. But I mean they're very common words.
Right. What about like death?
Death is
that.
Pauline got death for number five.
Oh.
So it's still on the list.
That's why it sounded so
I wasn't listening.
Data starts pays attention every once in a while. Yeah, it's still number five, just as
all
it
right.
was, unless people are searching right now.
So love and death.
Oh, yeah, we have right. love, we death, that. And we knocked off honor, which isn't in the top six.
All right, and there. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Judy in Berkeley.
Hi, Judy.
Let's see, for Laurie's Shakespeare Concordance, how about Man?
Man is number eight, so it's almost on what I'm looking for. Very good.
What a piece of work is Man?
How about Woman?
Woman's not on the list, sorry. As you might expect, don't blame me. I didn't write the plays.
Sorry, sure.
Yeah.
What was the last one?
Sleep.
Ah, very good. Sleep is number six. Give her a bell on that one. Very good. You got more?
For Dana's question about autobiography, I don't know if this one Best Picture, Helen Keller's autobiography.
Oh, The Miracle Worker?
That's a good one.
No, it didn't win Best Picture.
Okay. Bain Marie, is it for the Virgin Mary?
That's one of the four Marys that I've got as a possibility because of her gentleness and so forth. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Judy.
So
bye-bye.
Does that make Marie Antoinette one of them?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, she doesn't get a food named after
her. Nowhere near that. Well, you have to think about what Bain Marie is, which you have to know first.
Which I don't.
To sort of get a sense of why these people.
Hmm. Okay.
And the number to join us here on Minds Over Matter is, with a question or answer, is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Nita in San Francisco.
Hi,
I have a guess for the garlic and anchovy and olives. Bagna cotta?
Yes, it is. Very good.
What's the answer?
Bagna cotta.
Oh.
It's like a hot bath. It's because it's like a dipping sauce that you're...
I want some. Haven't had
it. It's really yummy.
Good job.
Really good. And I use a Bain Marie today to make custard.
Yes.
But I was... I timed out there. so for the Shakespeare is, how about fantasy?
Fantasy's not in the top 10. Sorry.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Hello.
More on Lori's list. I'm thinking like Eulogy.
No.
Or Princes.
Not Princes.
Or Kings.
Not Kings, even.
Huh.
People are kings, but people aren't searching for kings, apparently.
That's all right. Best picture based on autobiography. How about Lord of the Rings?
No.
All right. How about Dances with Wolves?
No.
Best picture based on newspaper articles. I was thinking Titanic, but how about Chariots of Fire?
Neither one.
Darn. Okay. We're done.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
And Pauline, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Artie Shaw had 8 mostly short-lived marriages. Name his wives in chronological order.
Oh, come on.
The chronological order?
Oh, hey, come on.
No, I think we should just name his wives in any order.
No, because you're gonna get them. You're going to get all of them.
I'm not going to get all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone was married to Ava Gardner, right?
Yes, she's one. And I should say maybe one each.
Lana Turner.
Lana Turner. So you each have yours. Let's leave the rest out there.
Okay. Are the others as well known?
Several of them are, and there's about 2 that aren't. The rest of them are pretty well known.
8 wives. That's what next week bring Mickey Rooney's wives.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tommy Manville.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard his name in a long time. Yeah.
And actually, I should say, I think there's at least one on the list, if not 2, that were both.
Yes, really? Ava Gardner.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mickey Rooney married to Ava Gardner. Mm. That one I never quite.
I never quite understood any of them, frankly.
They remain friends through all their lives.
Who?
Mickey Rooney and Ava Gardner.
Yeah.
So I read.
That's not. Yeah. No reason to doubt it.
And next call.
Hello. I believe that's me.
It is you.
Okay. For the author, or for the novel.
Mm-hmm.
Dortmunder is from Donald Westlake.
Ah.
And if you don't remember him, he wrote a number of humorous crime novels, a couple of which were made into, 2 or 3 of which were made into movies, and one of them had Robert Redford in it.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think of the names of them right now. It's almost blanking out on the author.
Okay, well, good. You got that.
Still at it. The movies, Cat on the Hot Tin Roof would be Paul Newman and Orson Welles.
No, it's not. That's Tennessee Williams. And Orson Welles wasn't in that. You're thinking of Burl Ives.
Another big fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the... I was going to guess on something else, but I've now forgotten it. So I'll let you guys get on with it.
Well, thank you.
So can I take a Paul Newman, Orson Welles, since he's on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it The Long Hot Summer?
Right.
And was that based on barn burning?
It was.
All right.
It was.
Those are the 2 I thought I knew.
All right.
I think it's not a terrible movie, unlike The Sound of Fury.
No, it's okay.
Sound of Fury is
a terrible movie.
Yeah. Bill Brenner, how his agent got him cast in that. Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. The others I don't know. The other Faulkner ones.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Did Evelyn Keyes marry Artie Shaw?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think she married a lot of people, too.
Yes, she did. She had, like,
she married John Huston as well.
Yeah.
And Tommy Manville.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The Shakespeare word, friends?
No, surprisingly.
Oh.
What about the best picture autobiography? Lawrence of Arabia?
That's right, based on the 7 Pillars of Wisdom.
That's
nice.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Right.
That's good.
Good job.
Okay, and then Faulkner. I'm just like... Is it possible that Rock Hudson and Dorothy Malone were in a movie that was based on Pylon?
You're right. It was based on Pylon.
But I don't know the name of the movie.
It was called Tarnished Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Robert Stack was in it, too. It's actually not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie at all, really. It's Douglas Sirk.
I'll try it sometime.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I think I've got the really obscure one with Jarman and Brian.
Okay.
Isn't that Intruder in the Dust?
It is Intruder in the Dust, and that's probably the best movie of the group.
I love that movie.
Yes, it's very good. It's very well done.
Okay, thanks for the bill.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
I don't know David Bryan.
Well, no, not particularly. I mean,
wasn't there a bigger star in Intruder in the Dust than that?
No.
Not? Okay, they were the stars. Because I've seen the movie. It's
he was
great.
Just a leading man in mid to late 40s and early 50s, and then he had a TV series or two, I think. But it's a good movie. It's a very good movie. It's filmed on location in the South. It's interesting.
Yeah, I remember.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Okay. The articles, how about In Cold Blood?
Oh, very good. But In Cold Blood didn't win Best Picture.
Ah. All right. Thanks anyway.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it is a good guess. Laurie, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I'm off Shakespeare and on TV. And last week I asked a question that at least a lot of my friends like, which was the most popular TV show set in every state based on ratings and longevity. So let me give you five states. New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, Maryland, Massachusetts. So it's New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, Maryland, and Massachusetts. And as with last time, this isn't a rule of their scale of the magazine. They're all off the air.
Once more, what are you looking for?
I'm looking
here?
For the most popular TV show set in this state. So it's set in this state. And I think in every case, it's fair to say the setting had something to do with the ambience of the show. So what was the most popular show set in New York State? Pennsylvania.
And are they fairly recent?
Yes.
Is Cheers Massachusetts?
Yes. Very good.
Is Maryland The Wire?
It is. Very good.
Good.
I thought it was a little more obscure.
Sorry. New York? Oh, that's right.
So we're left with...
That's because I'm a Maryland person. That's why I know that.
New York, Pennsylvania,
and
Massachusetts.
Well, you got Massachusetts. So we're looking for New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington State. And New York State.
Washington State. Yeah. Oh, Frasier.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Seattle.
All right. Well, these turned out to be easier. So now we're just down to Pennsylvania and New York.
Well, there are a lot of series set in New York.
Yeah. I sort of liked the choice. I mean, it wasn't my first guess or my second one.
So it's not like a cop show or something?
I'm not going to say on that. Like, you know, they're well known. You can guess a cop show.
Ask if the one set in Pennsylvania is set in Philadelphia?
It is not.
Okay.
NCI.
I don't know where it is. That's not the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, is that New York?
For New York, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not it.
No, okay.
Okay, so we're looking for New York and Pennsylvania. Most popular show based on longevity and ratings.
Okay. And the number to join us here on Minds Over Matter is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. My name's Eve.
Hi, Eve.
I'm from Oakland.
Hi.
Hello. I have an answer for the movie based on magazine articles.
There are newspaper articles, actually.
Newspaper articles, sorry. All the President's Men?
No, I gave kind of credit to the fellow who mentioned that before. It was based on a book, but originally it was based on reporting in the Washington Post, so
right.
I gave you a bill for that. But that wasn't the one that I had, anyway.
Oh, okay.
Is it before that?
It is before that, yeah.
It's before all the presidents?
It is, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you had the answer.
That people got already. Oh, well. All right. Next time.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sure. Bye.
All right. What is the largest state capital in population in the U.S. now?
Oh, that now means something? Like it's recently gotten more populated?
Over the last 20 years or so, yeah, all probably.
Right. Mm. All right. Well, let's think a minute for who this would be.
What is the largest state capital in population in the United States now?
North. I'm thinking
north.
I think
you're looking at a map. North of us?
No. North of us? No.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Because it's gone up quite a bit.
Yeah. But it's the largest in the country, right?
It is the largest in the country now.
Atlanta.
No. Good guess, but no.
What did you say?
Atlanta.
Oh.
So it's bigger than Atlanta.
It is, yeah.
Atlanta's big. Well, I'm trying to think of that southern region in there. Oh, it's not going to be Austin.
No, I think it's up.
What is the hint,
largest state capital in population now in the United States? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, it's I'm James from San Francisco.
Hi, James. Hi.
I wanted to take a couple stabs at the search words for Shakespeare.
Yes.
Is dream one of them?
I was surprised, but it's not.
Huh. Alrighty. How about father?
No. Another not on there. I think people aren't looking for father. Or dreams, apparently.
Huh. Also, I'll take a stab at the picture that won the best picture based on newspaper articles.
Right.
Patton?
No, not Patton.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess, but no.
Alright, well, I just heard this just like right before I got on, but like I guess is the state capital's largest one is it Memphis?
It is not Memphis.
Is it Boston?
It is not Boston.
Huh. Oh, well, have a good night.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do enjoy bringing it to you. The number to join us with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, this is Shannon, San Francisco. today is the most significant birthday for an exceptional, upbeat, interesting television program.
For the program.
You know what it might be.
Happy Days.
Today.
Today?
Sunday. I'm giving you a big
60 Minutes.
The Grammys.
Not 60 Minutes.
Is this a program that's still on the air?
It certainly is. Yeah, and it's significant. It's marvelous, and you've got to be an early bird to catch it.
Oh,
the Today Show.
Meet the Press.
Nope.
It's not the Today Show.
She said it was Sunday. Nope. It's significant, right?
Like a political show.
Oh, that's true. It's
nope.
Sunday. Yeah.
No.
No, it's not a political show.
Cartoon?
No.
Religious?
No.
Oh, wow.
Everything and anything that is interesting and exciting, and it won't bring you down.
This is the best promotion.
The Simpsons.
For whatever it is.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't be up at 6 to get downstairs.
Oh, it was the morning show, she said.
Yeah, it's not the Simpsons.
Okay.
The early Simpsons. Wow. This
it's
is the
fabulous.
Best endorsement. It's fabulous. It's not the
early
wire.
Early
Sunday the wire.
Morning. Early
uplifting.
Sunday.
Oh, it's an exercise show.
Oh, gosh. That'd be great, but you're so far away from what it is.
Oh, I'm far away.
I guess I must not be up there.
Yeah, we'll miss it well. But
and it's still on the air.
Still on the air. And it's been on, how many years has it been on TV?
Well, I'll tell you, it's 35 years today.
35
is
years
it Sesame
today?
Street?
No.
It's not political.
It's not political. It's not spiritual.
It's a bit of everything that is of interest. That you might ever want to see, or you may never heard of these people, and they are presented to you in such great style. It's marvelous.
Not the wide world of sports.
Is it on public TV?
No,
No, well, then we wouldn't know it.
35 years it's been on. So
Masterpiece Theater?
That's not the morning.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
Dana.
I said it.
What did you just say?
Masterpiece Theater.
No. I thought you said not. I'm going to give you the answer if you wish.
All right, go ahead.
Sunday morning.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a good name for a Sunday morning show.
Well, you mean
it,
you put
minutes, and it's fabulous.
You mean the one that started out with Charles Carroll?
Indeed. It's going on and on and on. It's brilliant.
All right.
Now, well, I want to ask another question, please.
All right.
What are the Cole Porter rhymes that are left? I thought I had an idea.
Two are left. If because of your heat she gets huffy, simply play on and the next one is, if she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what are clothes?
Okay, well, something popped into my head.
What do you got?
Like it had something to do with Macbeth.
Yes, it does.
It does?
The second one, if because of your heat she gets huffy, simply play on and?
Yeah.
Should I say it?
Yeah.
Leon McDuffie. Leon McDuff, so yeah. Very good. We'll give her credit. I think she gets credit. Yeah.
Could I have two bells, please?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Great call.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Yeah, is this me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say father for the Shakespeare, but somebody already tried that. Didn't work. How about Lord?
Lord's not on the list.
No, it's a good guess.
It's a good guess. Yeah. But again, I think it's
Lord's
people
not
aren't,
on the list.
People aren't looking to search for that when they're writing their papers in English.
Well, then I'm going to have to go to another one. Is Phoenix the Arizona the state
Phoenix,
capital?
Arizona is the largest state capital in the U.S. now. Very good.
Oh, okay. Well, I got one.
Good job.
Oh, I think I've got the last Shakespeare one. Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so the rhyme is, if she fights when her clothes you are mussing, what are clothes? Much Ado About Nothing. Yeah, very clever. Very good, Pauline.
Good job. Thank you, caller.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye.
What's the population of Phoenix now?
I don't. I'm sorry I didn't write that down.
Bigger than Atlanta and Boston.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, this is Gray in San Francisco. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Pauline, you took my Much Ado About Nothing.
I'm so sorry.
There you go.
It's a good enough line to hear twice.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I don't know, I might miss the beginning of the show, so you did The Behavior is Heinous, I assume. You did that
we
one
did.
Already.
Dana got that one. If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right into Coriolanus. Yes.
All right, well, then I did want to take a stab at the newspaper article movie, because I don't think that one's been gotten.
No.
Was it On the Waterfront?
It was On the Waterfront, yes. It was a series of articles that appeared in the New York Sun. Exposing criminal life on the waterfront and the corruption. Yeah, very good. Glad you got that.
Not entirely fair, because I saw it recently and I read an article about it on Wikipedia.
Ah.
I guess it's a matter of luck. So I have a question for you.
All right.
For it. What event occurred in the world on May 22nd, 1960, I can give you more, that made it the largest recorded event of this type in known history?
When you say recorded, what does that mean?
Well, all time, this is an event, a world event that there were records kept, and this is the largest for, there are times, it's hard to edit this because I don't know if the records were kept that far back. If you were to look up a list of the largest of these events, this would be at the top.
May I ask, is this a natural phenomenon?
Yes.
Okay, 1960.
So what was that?
May 22nd.
Something like a solar flare? Or
Not a solar flare, no.
How about Vesuvius?
No, Vesuvius, no. It has erupted many times, but no, it was not Vesuvius.
Okay, but we're in the right ballpark. We're thinking of these natural
You're
disasters.
You're in the right ballpark, yeah.
Is it an earthquake?
It is an earthquake.
Oh. So it's probably an undersea earthquake, right? It's not the Alaskan earthquake. It's not the San Francisco earthquake. It's
The Alaska earthquake was actually the second largest at a 9.2. This was in Chile. And
This was a 10 or something, wasn't it?
9.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess that's all I got.
All right.
That's okay.
I get a bell for the On the Waterfront.
You do. Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Well, someone took Phoenix as one, but here's a question.
There you go.
Which state capital was number two in the 2000 census that has dropped down to number four? And which capital took over the number two spot?
Well, the ones I thought were big before for number two, would it be Boston or Atlanta?
Yeah, neither one of them.
Neither one is two. And which one has dropped to four, huh?
Was number two, is now number four.
I'll have to think very quickly now.
Yeah, we got to think quick.
Not Boston, not Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, we're running out of time. You better tell
us. Number two is Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
really? Good.
Number two was Honolulu.
All right. Good job. All right, got to clean up very quickly. What do we got?
Okay, so the wives of Artie Shaw, Jane Cairns, Margaret Allen, Lana Turner, Elizabeth Kern, Ava Gardner, Kathleen Windsor, Doris Dowling, and Evelyn Keyes. And Ben-Marie is Miriam, Moses' sister, Mary the Jewess, and Maria de Cleofa. They, because it's a soft cooking method, so it was related to alchemy and to other things. Okay.
Right. The most popular TV show in Pennsylvania is The Office. The most popular one in New York was New York City, Seinfeld. In the searched words, number one was love. Number two's blood. Three, hate. Four, night. And that's it for me.
All right. The only Faulkner novel nobody got. Miriam Hopkins and William Gargan were in The Story of Temple Drake, which is a version of Sanctuary.
Wow.
Which is a pretty good movie, a pre-code movie. So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to our panel, Pauline Teichman, Laurie Fisher. Thank you very much, Laurie. And I'm being your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank.
Some of our favorite people at KALW are sustaining members, listeners who make monthly ongoing donations to keep local public radio strong year-round. To learn more about how you can become a sustainer, click on Support tab at KALW.org or call our membership department at 415-841-4121, extension 1. Thanks. KALW San Francisco, it's 8 o'clock.
Good evening and welcome to Revolutions Per Minute here on KALW. I'm Sarah Cahill. Tomorrow is the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and what better time to start the celebrations than tonight? We'll hear 2 hours of music by Mozart, beginning with a forte piano modeled after one from Mozart's time. This is André Steyr performing the sonata in C minor, Kirchhoff 4.